From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September 2nd at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Kind of seeing some weakness across the board in the grain markets here coming out of the long holiday weekend. Not a lot of news to talk about here. Probably the biggest news today and overnight is the ending of trade talks. There was a trade representative from China in Washington over the weekend, have since left Washington. No real announcement there. Doesn't seem like there was a lot of movement, certainly in a positive way anyway, that was announced as far as China-U.S. trade relations. And that really has the bean market kind of reeling this morning, double digits lower. November beans down 15 cents right now, 10.39 and a half. That's actually 3 cents off the lows. So we've been approaching 20 cents lower at one point in the early morning hours here. January beans down 14 and a half, 10.58 even. March of 26 down 13 and a half, 10.73 and a half. The May contract right now is down 12 and a half, 10.86 and a half. Soy products also lower in the meal. October soy meal down $4.50 a ton, $2.78.90. December down $4.60 at $2.84.50. Slightly higher in soy oil, up only two ticks right now in the October, $51.72. The December's up 6 points at $52.21. Also seeing some double-digit losses in the wheat. Not a lot of news to talk about there. Kansas City wheat made new contract lows again last week. Just a lack of bullishness out here in the wheat market and suffering from a lack of a bullish news story to spark us. Chicago right now in the December contract down 11 cents, 523 and a half. The March contract down 11 and a quarter at 540 and three quarters. May Chicago down 10 and three quarters at 551 and three quarters. December Kansas City down 11 and a quarter at 508 and a half. March down 11 and a quarter at 529 and a half. And the Kansas City, the Minneapolis December down 9 and a quarter, 570 and three quarters. Moving over to the corn now, very, very quiet volume there. Had a decent close last week in corn. The funds were pretty healthy buyers the last 2 weeks coming out of some short positions, still net short about 100,000 contracts. But with the double-digit losses in beans and wheat, corn's kind of caught in the middle here, being drugged lower because of that weakness in these other markets without much of a story here. December corn down a nickel right now, 4.15 and a quarter, just a half a cent off session lows. March down 3 and 3 quarters at 4.34 even. The May down 3 and a half at 4.44 and a quarter. July down 3 cents at 4.50 and three quarters. Livestock sector faring a little bit better here. December live cattle up a dollar. Still pretty quiet volume right now, 241.80 in that December. Again, very, very quiet. Not much news to talk about here post Labor Day weekend. February live cattle up 82 at 243.87. The April's up 65 at 243.10. The June's up 37 at 235.50. November feeders up 72 at 364.32. You've got the January's up 132 at 358.95. The hogs, December up 60, 88 even. February's up 47 at 90.10, and the April's up 25 at 92.70, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll take a quick look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, sunny with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 56 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a chance of rain showers late in the day and a high of 85 degrees. And looking on to Thursday, sunny with a high of 70 degrees. Currently here in Urbana, fair skies and 68 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.